there are problems, and we can't sweep them under the rug.
Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, is urging the chamber to pass a two-year debt ceiling and budget agreement.
The House has already passed the legislation that codifies the agreement into law. The president supports it. He's even making calls, evidently, from press reports, asking Republican colleagues to support it. So the last piece of the puzzle here is the Senate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
As Iran starts to interfere with ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, President Trump's nominee for the Chief of Naval Operations tells a Senate panel the Navy will not be stationing lots of ships there.
We will have the resources and do have the resources to escort U.S. Flagships, U.S.-owned ships through the Strait of Hormuz. There aren't that many of them that make that transit. The coalition that we're building in the Arabian Gulf, and specifically in the Strait of Hormuz, is going to be a 80 or 90% coalition effort and a much smaller U.S. effort that is primarily focused on providing intelligence support to those to the rest of the coalition. So we will escort our ships as they come along. But we won't be there in great numbers.
That's Navy Vice Admiral Michael Gilday. The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Delta Airlines pilot was arrested Tuesday for being intoxicated. Now, he was scheduled to fly out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. A Delta spokesman identified the pilot as 37-year-old Gabriel Lyle Schroeder. He was arrested shortly after 11 a.m. Schroeder was originally supposed to fly to San Diego from the Twin Cities. Minneapolis Airport Police conducted two sobriety checks, and one of them found Schroeder to be under the influence of alcohol. Others working also suspected Schroeder was intoxicated as they could smell alcohol on him. The second of two Democratic presidential debates will be held tonight in Detroit. Some parts of the nearly three-hour debate that have people talking last night include this exchange between Senator Bernie Sanders and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Throw your hands up, but you have an impact.
And then there's Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, taking former Congressman John Delaney to task.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
And when the topic turned to health care, Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio had this exchange.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second of all.
You don't know that.
Second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second.
I do know, and I wrote the bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, and the most outstanding Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. My name is Mark. I am your host today. I'm going to be a little skewed on the camera today right now. We're having a microphone issue here, so I'm using a different mic right now. And getting ready to rock and roll here. Man, oh man, I'll tell you right now, it's a muggy day outside. It's ruining my hair. Goodness gracious, how many people I see going on here. I see Amy over there. I see Christine. Christine, we miss you. Thanks for tuning in. Holly was watching. Don't know what happened. There we go. Amy's there. Oh gosh, thanks for joining me today, folks. Listen, we have a really, really interesting topic today, and I think it's a topic that, and Kathy, good to see you. Thanks for watching. It's a topic that I think will affect almost every adult at the Max Challenge, members and non-members alike, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. A couple of quick shout-outs. You know, I'm always up against the clock over here, and we started just a little bit late for circumstances beyond my control. And I just want to make sure that I get in everything that I possibly can here. But I want to give a shout out, of course, shout out to our members. We are successful because you are successful. And by the way, I hope you can hear me out there in Facebook land. And if you can, because, you know, things are askew sometimes, show me, flip me some hearts and some thumbs up and stuff like that. This way I know you hear me, okay? Because I just want to make sure that I am crystal clear out there. I'm playing with the soundboard here and making sure I get as much power as I can out of the radio station. Melanie's watching. All right. Good to see you, Melanie. Thank you for those hearts and stuff. So anyway, shout out to Team Clinton. I tell you right now, there's some exciting stuff going on. Yay, Tracy. Thanks for watching, Coach. You know, we have, and the amazing Mr. Ron Adelstein. I'm just about to give shout-outs, Ron. You just made it, my man. So, giving shout-outs, we have Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the visionaries and the power. I'm going to use that word a lot today. The power behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. We have the incredible Jillian, who is now our assistant manager. Congratulations to Jillian, because she is amazing and an awesome and well-deserved of that stuff too. And we have the incredible Sarah, the fantastic Kim, the amazing Scott is down there. The most awesomeness, the force is strong with her, Terry over at our front desk too. And thank you, Kathy. Appreciate that. And today, still up against the clock. See what happens here. And I'll tell you right now, it's just a fantastic day here over at the studio. Beautiful things go on down at Clinton. Let me tell you right now, if you need to change your life, before I get into all of this, okay? I don't know why my phone is acting weird today. This whole day is weird. It's like a Twilight Zone episode where all of the electronics rebel against their users and masters. And jeez, my goodness, things are just weird. But anyway, you need to change your life. 908-627-7020 is the freaking phone number for you to call. You've wasted your money over at those $10 a month gyms. You didn't go. All right, you went for 2 weeks and then you stopped. That's not going to happen here. Man, oh man, I'll tell you, we just have people every single week giving us what we call non-scale victories, where they're able to fit into clothes they haven't fit into in years. People coming off medications. These are your friends and your family and your neighbors out there, folks, in Hunterdon County, all right? The Max Challenge of Clinton is the place to be in Hunterdon County for you to get healthier, lose weight, get stronger. I don't give a damn what your goals are. Boom. This is the place to be. You know, it's amazing when I get behind the microphone, I get really pumped up over here. Allergy season is amongst us. I had to take allergy meds, and I've been like in this cloud all day. I even apologized to the Wolfpack this morning. I was like, wee, you know, I hate this stuff. But when I'm out here talking to you folks in Facebook land, out there on the radio, out there in Hunterdon County, in far reaches of space where this signal will eventually reach Alpha Centauri, some alien race is going to want to join the Max Challenge in about 180 years. I'm not joking, you folks. So, let's see, I got about 2 minutes to go here. All right, cool. Oh, and I have to tell my beautiful and most supportive wife, Susan, that I love her very, very much, and I appreciate the hell out of you. All right, so here we go. Today's topic, man, this is something that just affects everybody, and I think it's something that we don't really talk about too much, and that is how alcohol will affect your diet. Is alcohol a part of your diet? And by alcohol, I don't mean rubbing alcohol, okay? Hey, Brianne, good to see you. I don't mean rubbing alcohol. I mean adult beverages, all right? So if you are watching and you are under the age of 21, doesn't even apply to you yet right now, okay? Doesn't apply. So basically, though, I mean, when we're talking about getting healthier, you know, the Max Challenge has a complete nutritional program, an easy-to-follow program broken down into four easy-to-follow stages that work in tandem with the classes to optimize the results that you are going to get. Part of that nutrition plan, okay, could include a drink here and there. Okay, but I think it's really, thanks Holly, I think it's really important for us to know and discuss and to educate you as to how alcohol in adult beverages affects your metabolism and how your body metabolizes these things. And if you're going to have a drink, what is it that you may want to drink also? I actually have that information here today. So anyway, before I jump into all of this, I just want to let you know that you can start your 10-week challenge any freaking day you want. You don't have to wait for the September challenge. You don't have to wait for Monday. You don't have to wait for a new year. All you have to do is pick up the phone and you can get started today on that road to transformational health. That's what this is all about. All right. So listen, I got less than a minute. I'm going to help the radio station pay some bills here, and I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about this. So you're going to want to need a pen and a piece of paper or a notebook, unless you're driving. Don't do that then. My name's Mark. This is Max Living, brought to you by the most awesome Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Don't you move. Be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I am back with Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. Is that Angela I see out there? Are all those hearts for me, Ange? Thank you so much. I don't think I've seen you logged in a little while. It's good to have you back. And the most amazing sportin', Julie Tepper is out there. Oh, man. I tell you, Julie, we miss you, and I appreciate you watching today, Julie. So listen, I'm going to kind of jump right into this. Hola, ¿cómo está hoy, Julie? Bien. And Mary Kay, finalist. Good to see you. Good to see you. So it just does my heart so good when I see all of you logging in here, spending time with me here. This is probably going to be one of those shows where you're going to want to share the link on your timeline and inform your family and friends about this. So, you know, once again, going back to the topic at hand, alcohol in your diet, how does it work? What does it do to you? Is it beneficial? Can you get away with it? There's all these different things that we ask questions on. And let's be honest, it's the summertime. It's the summertime, you know, and the beer taps are going and people got their keggers out, their keggerators or keggenators or terminators. You know, the margaritas are out there poolside. I see your pictures, folks, on the secret page when you're doing your weekend treat meal. I see those pictures. All I see is a glass of margarita and a pair of feet right by the pool or by the ocean. So, and that's fine. That's what summer's for. But I want to talk a little bit about how alcohol in adult beverages affects us. So here, let's just jump right into a little bit of the science of this and everything. So once alcohol gets into your bloodstream, I mean, once it reaches the bloodstream after you have a drink here, it basically gets to your liver and it's going to the liver to be metabolized, to be processed. Now, the liver, your liver will produce enzymes that's going to break this alcohol down, the alcohol molecules, all right? It's going to break them down. And so really what happens here, and this might explain a few things ever since college or so, is when you're drinking alcohol, you know, pretty quickly, you know, you're tossing them back, you know, if you're doing shot after shot or whatever it is, the liver, your liver cannot process all of the alcohol at the same rate. So it remains in your body and in your bloodstream. All right. And so it's entering basically your bloodstream right from your stomach, though. It doesn't even have to get to the intestines, the small intestines on this. Kathy, it's good to see you this morning, Kath. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate that. And thanks for watching today, Kathy. Much appreciated, dear. So, you know, it's entering the bloodstream through the stomach. Doesn't even have to get to the small intestine. And so basically, in case you ever want to know this, and if you play Trivial Pursuit or anything like that, this might be an answer that you need. Generally, your liver can process up to 1 ounce of alcohol every hour. So just about every 60 minutes, 1 ounce. So Coach Tracy's back. I see you. And so the you know, as it's processing this, that's one thing. And we're going to get into that whole processing later on. But really what it is that the effects of the alcohol on your you know, mind and personality comes from it being present in the bloodstream and body tissues because it's not being metabolized by your liver. And obviously, we know that alcohol can be detected in in your breath and other bodily fluids. So, so really, what it comes down to statistically, you know, on average, 20 to 25% of alcohol that a person will drink is absorbed very rapidly into the bloodstream through your stomach. Okay, 80% goes back into the small intestines later, and it's absorbed there. But you got a good 20-25%. Now, that's one of the things you need to be cautious about. Okay, you got to be cautious about that. So let's jump into the main question here. You know, before I even get into this main question here, I want to go here first. One of the things about summer is the sugary drinks that come out. Okay, and I want to just mention this. Now, folks, almost everything, if your goal is to lose body fat, you need to understand the effect that these drinks can have on your body and your metabolism, all right? One of the big things here, of course, is your insulin levels. Now, more and more I look into this. Your insulin levels in your body, which the Max Challenge of Clinton Nutritional Program is designed to help, all right? Because here's the problem with this. Let's get honest here for a second. We've been lied to for many, many years, all right? First of all, you have to be careful about what you're eating and when you're eating it. And see, that's part of the thing with the nutritional program too, is we not only help you pick the right foods, but we also want to let you know the time. Right foods, right portions at the right time. That's really what it comes down to. And so you don't want your insulin levels so high. You want to be a little more on the insulin sensitive side, meaning you don't want to have it always elevated. Now, here's the thing. When you're drinking a sugary drink, okay, and it's your pancreas that's going to help you regulate the insulin here, when your pancreas and your liver don't function properly, you do risk experiencing either low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, or higher blood sugar, which is hyperglycemia. Now, just for a point of reference, and don't get mad at me, All right, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I always tell you the truth. I don't get mad. A packet of sugar. I've said this before on air. A packet of sugar that you can get at a coffee shop, like the Stone Bean on Main Street in Clinton. Shout out for Ray and Nicole because they always help us out. They're awesome. One packet of sugar has maybe 3 grams of sugar in it. So I want you to picture right now that packet of sugar as I say this. One packet of sugar, about 3 grams or so. Okay? So when you're talking about a margarita, okay, a frozen swirly margarita, which you can order at the bar or at your favorite Mexican restaurant if you want, you'll consume in one of those large margaritas just about 600 calories. Yeah. Yeah. 600 calories. The pseudo good news about that is that there's no fat in it. But the other reason is that because it has well over 120 grams of carbohydrates. There's no protein, no fats, okay? It's straight carbs. And they're not really high in salt. You don't have to worry about that. But here comes the sugar content. The sugar content can get as high as 160 grams of sugar in a frozen margarita. Now, 160 grams. How many packets of sugar would you have to rip open, pour into a bowl, get a spoon, and eat to get that kind of sugar out of one of those large frozen margaritas? Well, if you do the math, it's going to be about 50. Get 50 packets of sugar, pour it into a bowl, rip them open, pour them in a bowl, get a spoon, and just start freaking eating them. And when you drink a frozen margarita, that's how much sugar is entering into your bloodstream. And what do you think this does to your insulin levels? Boom! Goes right through the effing roof, okay? Think about this. Long Island iced teas. Long Island iced teas. I know people from Long Island hate when we do that, but New Jersey gets their fair share of mimicking, I'm sure. So a Long Island iced tea, you know, think about what's in it. You know, you have soda and rum and gin and triple sec, it's just boatloads. Oh, and you can't forget the sweet and sour mix and stuff. It's just boatloads of sugar going in there. A standard size, and you know, the Long Island iced teas are usually not as big as the frozen margaritas. You're figuring almost 300 calories in that glass by itself there, and just about 40 grams of sugar, just about. So what's 40 grams of sugar? Get 12 packets of sugar. Open them up, pour them into a bowl, eat it with a teaspoon. That's how much sugar you're drinking for each Long Island iced tea. All right, so I'm going to go backwards here now. I'm bouncing around. All right. How is this going to affect your metabolism, and how is this going to affect, or does it affect, fat loss? Does it? How does it affect, or does it affect, your body's ability to optimally metabolize fat cells for energy? Well, listen, it's America, and whether we want it or not, alcohol, you know, adult beverages are part of the culture and part of the society. And, you know, sometimes we just do it when we get together with friends and family or whatnot, and we just order a drink because it's conditioning that way. So I just want you to be careful and choose wisely as to what you're going to do, okay? This doesn't mean the occasional drink is something horrible. I'm not trying to say that. What I'm trying to do is give it here. So here it is. Is alcohol bad for weight loss? In its simplest terms, and I'm talking even just on the calorie side of it, it depends on what you're drinking. The answer is yes. It's not going to be optimal for your weight loss, for losing body fat. All right. Sometimes it does have a lot of calories. Like I just mentioned in the Long Island iced teas, the margaritas, any type of sugary drinks and such, you know, Bahama Mama, Sex on the Beach, whatever it is, any one of those is not going to be the best choice. Yeah, they taste good, they're yummy, they're refreshing. They're designed to be like that, especially if you're poolside or at the beach and it's 90 degrees out. I get it. All I'm saying is it's just not good for you to do it, all right? I'm not telling you not to, all right? So, and I see Amanda chiming in here. Good to see you, Amanda. So yes, I mean, you could be drinking those extra calories. You could be spiking your insulin levels with all that sugar and everything too. But it's not even the calories about alcohol that yes, you did, Amanda. Yes, you did. Thanks for making me laugh. where was I? So anyway, so it's not even just the calorie part of it, too, because there's some alcoholic beverages that don't have a lot of calories. That's just a fact. That's why they make light beers, you know, and ultra light beers. There's a whole bunch of those out now. But there are indirect reasons, meaning outside of the caloric levels. Hey, Kathy, outside of the caloric levels of alcohol affecting you, there's some indirect reasons why alcohol and weight loss or body fat loss don't mix. I use the word mix on purpose to make a pun. But first, here it comes. First of all, and if this is you, you can give me some hearts up here. Alcohol will lower your inhibitions, which means you tend to reach for those French fries at the bar or wherever you are, or you're going to get that bag of potato chips. You might pick up an extra slice or two of pizza, which you wouldn't ordinarily have. When alcohol lowers those inhibitions, you will be pretty much paying less attention to your Max Challenge nutritional program and what you're eating than if you weren't. And if anybody's ever lived near White Castle when you were going through college, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And now I'm going to get mixed reactions on that. We're going to get those people that are going to be like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. And those people are like, holy crap, yeah, I remember 3 o'clock in the morning, dude. I was the latter. But, you know, it's been a long, 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 long time. Long time since that's happened. But what happens now? Imagine the amazing Megan. Good to see you, kiddo. Thanks for joining me. So, yeah, Amanda's writing alcohol equals poor decisions. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things where when you are making those poor decisions, you're going to probably make, or at least you're setting yourself up to make poor decisions about what you're going to be eating while imbibing in adult beverages. Boom, technical stuff here. So, and the other ways, there's other indirect ways that we're looking at here also. If you're drinking one night, you might overindulge, maybe. And the next day, you will probably be less likely to be physically active. Or, for the Max members, you're going to be more likely to skip class. Now, I'll tell you something. There are people in the 5 a.m. Wolfpack that I know on some Sunday nights, they have indulged themselves. I know that. And they still walked in the freaking doors the next morning. That is good dedication. Not condoning overindulging. That's not my job. Okay? We're all adults here. But they didn't let it stop them from coming in. And what do we say, folks, at the Max? Never miss a Monday. All right? For almost any reason, you know, except for medical and things like that, okay? Never miss a Monday. So the other reasons why imbibing in adult beverages and body fat loss may not mix well together is it can, and now this is where it gets important, kids, all right? So pay attention here. It your body will not optimally burn fat cells when there is alcohol in it. What do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked. Your body will focus more on metabolizing alcohol in your bloodstream, you know, through your liver, than it will every other energy source that's there. So now, I want you to just imagine you're out, you're at a party, at a bar, at the beach, whatever you're doing. Watching the clock here. And you're eating and drinking. So let's say pizza, all right? Pizza. You're having a slice of pizza. And then, of course, your inhibitions are lowered, so you're going to have 5 slices of pizza or 4. Doesn't matter. So you have all the fats and the carbohydrates and maybe just a little bit of protein. And then you have the alcohol from the drinks and the calories from there, too. When all of this hits your stomach and your small intestines and finally gets over to your liver, your body will release enzymes to process the alcohol first. before the carbohydrates from the pizza or the fat from the pizza or the protein. Okay? That's a fact. That's not my opinion. This is a scientific fact. So instead of your body, so let's say you're out eating and drinking, but you're playing beach volleyball. I don't know. You're going to play beach volleyball too. So you're getting all that physical activity and you think you're burning off the pizza. You're not. You're not, because your body hasn't even begun to metabolize it. Now, because of the sugar, your insulin levels are really high. Insulin tells your cells to do what? Turn on, turn off, burn or store, burn or store. So if your body is busy metabolizing all the alcohol and the booze, what's it going to do with the rest of the fats and the carbohydrates from pizza? It's not going to burn them. It's going to store them. See what I mean? Totally screws up body fat loss. It's going to start burning the calories from there, because eventually almost everything in your body is metabolized into glucose. That's the way our bodies run. We basically run on glucose. So you eat a carb, it's going to be metabolized to glucose, of course. You eat a healthy fat, eventually down the road, it's going to be metabolized into some type of glucose if it's used as energy. Same thing with protein. Anytime your body, this is not even in my notes, it's just because I know this and I'm very smart, not just good looking. Every time your body uses a substance and converts it into glucose when it's not already a carbohydrate, is gluconeogenesis. Gluconeogenesis is your body's way of getting energy from, let's say, proteins, metabolizing proteins into glucose, all right, because that's what we run on. So the other thing too, I mean, just on top of it, and you know this also as well as I do, that aside from lowering your inhibitions, it's also going to increase your appetite. It's going to increase your appetite, okay? And there's also, on the guy's side, mostly on the guy's side, believe it or not, when you imbibe an alcohol, especially too much of it, it lowers your testosterone levels. And that hormone, for everybody, more so for males, is important in gaining lean muscle and losing body fat. So now, especially if you're, you know, and this is the thing, the whole thing about the Max Challenge of Clinton is to make good changes. It's good changes. This is what this is all about, healthy changes. And, you know, when you're talking about these healthy changes, what you want to do is you want to optimize it. So if you're coming into a program and you're not feeling healthy and such, but you're one of those folks that likes to have a glass of wine every night, okay? Or you like to have a scotch or a martini every night, you know, an hour before bed. No. Aside from the fact that it's going to mess up fat burning, aside from the fact that it's going to roller coaster your insulin levels and your blood sugar levels, and you'll probably wake up in the middle of the night. The other thing it does too is it drops testosterone levels. So then what? You're not going to keep the lean muscle that you have too, you know? So anyway, what I'm getting at here, and I have a couple of minutes before I have to take a hard break. So drinking booze and weight loss don't go well together, because it can basically change the way your body burns fat, okay? Onward and upward from there. You know, and there are basically two ways. You know, the human body is an amazing, amazing thing. Let's see. All nightcaps do not. This is true. Amanda writes, the nightcaps do not help you fall asleep. That's very false. They don't help you fall asleep. They help you pass out, which is completely different than a good night's restful sleep. Passing out is not sleeping. There's a difference. It's not the same. And your body knows it. You need to recognize that now. And if you don't recognize that, I would urge you to stop lying to yourself about it. Okay? It's not a restful sleep. But the human body is an incredible machine, an amazing machine. And down to the cellular level, the molecular level of what we accomplish in our bodies, it's amazing. Now, there's really two ways that alcohol can be processed by your liver. Most alcohol is metabolized by an enzyme. It's excreted by the liver cells, and I'm going to try to get this. It's known as alcohol dehydrogenase. Alcohol dehydrogenase, ADH. The ADH breaks down the alcohol into your liver, okay, from being processed in your liver to what's called acetaldehyde. And then another enzyme, okay, called ALDH, which is aldehyde dehydrogenase, okay, rapidly breaks that down into acetate. And the acetate is even further metabolized. And then eventually, and this is where you start to sober up, eventually it will leave your body through carbon dioxide, using the restroom, breathing, and such too. Okay? So there's these two ways where it optimally and efficiently does this. But guess what, folks? While your body is doing this, while your body is so focused on getting rid of the alcohol from your bloodstream and your tissues, your liver is going full throttle for this. What is it not doing? Burning fat. That's what it's not doing right there. Okay? So, again, this is no judgment, but I want to just say to encourage you to choose wisely. You know, we encourage people to have fun, and it's the times of vacations and such like that. We want you to have vacation. We want you to rest. Rest and playing is very, very important, but we want you to choose wisely. Elaine, good to see you, kiddo. Thanks for joining me. So we just want you to choose wisely. So and I've said this to people. I mean, if you're going to have dinner and you want to have a glass of wine, and actually I'm going to talk to you about what I personally think is probably, if you're going to imbibe in an adult beverage, the one that you may want to lean towards for a couple of reasons. I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. Coming up on my second hard break in a minute, so a couple minutes here. And this is, you know, I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But anyway, the way it also affects our central nervous system. Central nervous system, our brain going down into our spinal cord. One of the simplest ways to really comprehend alcohol's impact is how it's going to affect our central nervous system. This also goes into the whole thing about lowering our inhibitions, because that's pretty much where this begins. You know, I mean, what happens after you have a little bit too much to drink? You start to slur your speech a little bit too. It's already affecting the communication centers of your brain. And it also makes coordination more difficult too, which is, well, I don't even have to go in there. I mean, if you have a hard time balancing yourself, it's a bad thing. And, you know, to get right to the point, this is common knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. So, Amy. Oh, Amy. Yes, it could be. It could be, but it's not. And I'll get to that in just a minute. For you, it is, Ames. For you, it is. That's so funny. But alcohol can do damage to your central nervous system, too. It can do damage to the cells. You know, you've heard about this, to your brain cells and stuff, too. And the other thing, too, of course, is when you're drinking, you have maybe even just a little bit too much, it can help affect, it does help affect memory. But here's the thing. And let me just say this, and I've said this on previous shows before too. You know, my mom was an alcoholic, God rest her. You know, she was an alcoholic, and a lot of the damage that the drinking did was very apparent as I got older. So, Aaron, good to see you, Aaron. You know, it's just the damage of the alcoholism, not just to her body, but to her mind and such too, was very apparent as I got older, you know, into my teenage years and into my 20s, and then later on into my 30s also. You know, just trying to say here is that over time, when you imbibe on this too much on a consistent basis, you get damage to your frontal lobe. Frontal lobe damage is also the area of the brain which is responsible for emotional controls, short-term memories, quick judgments, and things like this too. And there's a couple of other things that it does too. And so before I even go on into, you know, going back into what we want to be careful of here and possibly choose wiser, if you or someone you know has a drinking problem, then you need to reach out for help. My beautiful wife just signed on and gave me a big smile. I love you, babe. Thanks for watching. But definitely reach out. There's always somebody to help you out. Okay. I got about 2 minutes here before a hard break here. Let me just talk. And it's so funny that, sweetheart, that you logged in now, because I'm just about to talk about the damage of inflammation from alcohol. I swear to God, this is not planned. This is perfect. But you know, the liver being the organ to basically break down harmful substances in our body, of course, includes alcohol. And when you do long-term alcohol use and you overindulge on a regular basis, I'm talking like every day, you know, this will interfere with that process. The scarring of the inflammation on your liver is called cirrhosis, and you may have heard this. And cirrhosis is basically such damage to your liver tissue from consistent overindulgence and overuse of alcohol that it just becomes increasingly damaged, and it has a hard time fixing itself. It's harder to remove toxic substances because you're scarring the tissue that's supposed to help you out. But even overall, when we drink alcohol and you know we imbibe in a little too much, it can cause inflammation throughout the body. Okay, and basically the way I've heard this recently put, which I honestly can't pinpoint how it feels for that, but if you imagine getting punched in the arm. And you get a bruise, okay? You see this bruise come up, and there's fluids pooling up here and such too, all right? This, you can see it, the bruise is there to warn you that there's damage there. Now, imagine 1,000 bruises that you can't see all throughout parts of your body. That is inflammation of the human body. It's not just alcohol. It's 100 or maybe 1,000 different things that can cause inflammation from things that we breathe, drink, and eat. But there's 1,000 bruises all over your body that you can't see, and your body's constantly trying to repair it. That takes a lot of energy, which is why you need to feed your body good stuff. I'm on a hard break. Let me help the radio station pay some bills here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number to change your life. Don't move. Be back in just a moment.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living. You know, Amy, I just saw a text from Lauren telling me the same thing. You're lucky you can watch on Facebook and not hear commercials. I'm pretty sure that out on the radio side of this it is. There's some technical difficulties going on here today. I'm not sure exactly why it's not interfacing. But before I leave, I will be sure to let the powers that be at the Chamber of Commerce know about that. And hopefully that can be resolved. Sorry you couldn't hear our ads. So anyway, where was I? This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. And I see Kim signed in during our silent commercials. Good to see you, Kimmy. And listen, here it comes. If you're not a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, which is the premier place in Hunterdon County for you to get your crap together. Yeah, I'm talking blunt here. You need to get healthier. I've said this before. We are all in the business of 24 hours a day trying to live longer and healthier and happier, more fulfilling lives. And if you're just done walking on a treadmill bored out of your skull over at the $10 a month gym or the $19 a month gym, then what the heck are you waiting for? Get your butts over here. All right. 908-627-7020 is the number. There is a way for you to take control of your health. All right. So listen up. I only got a couple minutes left here. Jumping right back into this, you know, we were talking about how alcohol works into your diet, how it affects it. So listen, in a nutshell, to summarize it, I'm not sitting here trying to tell you that you cannot imbibe in an adult beverage here and there. What I'm telling you is to understand what it does to you, all right? You have Google on your phone. There's no reason for you to be ignorant of what hurts you, what harms you anymore. You have basically almost the entire knowledge of the world at your fingertips. So any point in time, if you ever wanted to learn something, you can Google it too. I have no problem coming on here and informing you. Now, when we're talking earlier about how your liver processes things and also the way your liver metabolizes alcohol before everything else, we're talking also that there's different types of alcohol. I talked to you already about the sugary drinks, which have, you know, 50 packets of sugar in them. There's other things too. The most amazing Amy had commented before that she hoped that the drink I was going to personally recommend. This is not a Max Challenge thing at all. This is not, all right? Public service disclaimer right here. This is my own personal research here. But it's not Chardonnay, Amy. I'm sorry about that. Good to see you, Renee. Thanks for watching. So personally, though, I think if you're going to imbibe, you're going to be someplace, you're going to want to go for something that is not filled with a bunch of other things, okay? Beers are fantastic. Wine, I understand like that. But personally, once I started understanding, hey, Tracy, good to see you. Once I started understanding how alcohol affects our bodies, not just from the caloric level, but, you know, this is it too. You want to go for something that's clearer. And so personally, of late, I think that vodka is my adult beverage of choice. Not necessarily straight up, but... hey, Kathy, good to see you too. You know, but mixed in, you know, with a little bit of all natural club soda or something like that, no sodium. Low in calories, I prefer vodka that's distilled multiple times, 5-6 times. It does make a difference. Why? It takes out all the other crap out of it. It takes out the impurities. So lately, if I'm hanging out and have to have something, that's really where I go for. You need to do your own research on this. This is not a Max Challenge thing, okay? It's just common sense for me because it's a pure form of a drink. And I'm not saying you're going to mix it with juices either. It doesn't mean to go out and, you know, Mark told me I can have a screwdriver. No, that's not what I'm telling you, okay? What I'm telling you is to recognize how this affects your body. Everything that you eat and drink and breathe affects your body. okay, and your health. And part of the thing, and I'm up against the clock here. Part of the thing that we have to watch out for is how we rationalize this. And I'm going to just touch on this. You make these excuses up as for the reasons why you're going to harm yourself. I'm not just talking with adult beverages. I'm talking with things that you eat also. All right, we already covered how alcohol lowers your inhibitions, and you're going to eat crap, or more crap than you usually would, because you're drinking too. But, you know, we rationalize these excuses that we have for doing what we do to hurt ourselves. And that, let me put it this way. Please pay attention to this. I think it was Monday. I was teaching the 5 a.m. Wolf Pack, and my power talk was basically this. And do this where you are right now. You can do this while you're driving, too, if you're listening while you're driving. But wherever you are, work, home, I don't care. Do this. I want you to think about one person that you love very much. One person that you love so much that you want them to live as long as possible. Think of that one person. Could be your children. Could be your spouse, partner, parent, friend. I don't care who it is. Think of that one person that you want to live as long as possible. All right, you got it? Got that person? Now, I want you to imagine that right now, today, you lose the ability to speak. You lose the ability to speak. And you lose the ability to write. So, as of right now, this moment, you can no longer speak. You can no longer write. Keep thinking of this person now. You want this person to live a longer, healthier, happier life. The only way you can communicate to the person that you care about the most on how to do that is through your actions. You can't talk. You can't write things down. Only your actions will dictate to the people you love. And folks, I'm talking to you about kids right now, mostly. Here it comes. Because you know as well as I do, kids watch. They may not listen, but they watch. And if your kids watch you go into a fast food restaurant while you're proclaiming healthiness, they're going to remember it. So think about those people that you love the most and imagine, just imagine for a moment, you can't write and you can't speak, you can't tell them or communicate with that person you love or people that you love in any other way except through your actions and your examples. What are they going to take away from it? That is what I want you to ponder. Okay, for the rest of your afternoon. And then, if you need to make a change, make a change. Because there is no day but today. There's no time but now for you to do that change. Okay? I've said this to my class before. How long does it take for you to make a change? One moment. That's it. That moment could be now. That moment could be 10 minutes from now. That moment could be 10 months from now. But it only takes one stinking lousy moment for you to make a positive change in your life. This could be that moment. So you're a member, you're watching. If you're struggling or you've fallen off the nutritional bandwagon, so to speak, this is the moment for you to get back. Okay? Maybe you've been skipping classes. Here's my best advice. Don't. Get your butt back in. Maybe you're not a member and you're watching and you've been frustrated with trying to get healthier. 908-627-7020 is the phone number for you to call. We're going to help you. That's all. That's going to help you. It's going to help you. Remember, three questions I'll leave with you. What happens if you do nothing? What's the worst thing that can happen? What's the best thing that can happen? If you do nothing, nothing changes. You keep being unhealthy and feeling like garbage. What's the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing that can happen is I'm wrong. You've been trying everything else. But the best thing is the Max Challenge at Clinton is going to help you live longer and happier and a more fulfilling existence. And there is no price tag for that. 908-627-7020. Listen, I'm going to be back next week with a very special guest. Watch for our Facebook post, okay? This has been, I'm out of time. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one and only, the most outstanding and stupendous, fantastical, magical, not magical, it's all rooted in science, Max Challenge of Clinton. Again, we're located at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton, 908-627-7020. Please, accept my firm gratitude for you joining me today and watching and listening. I'll see you next week. Remember to take it to the max. Boom!
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal lawsuit is being filed over a data breach at Capital One. Morgan & Morgan attorney John Yachunis says he's extremely concerned the hacker put the information on the dark web in hopes of making money off of it.
One of the things we now know in the 21st century is that information is the new currency of the 21st century. Some of the biggest companies on the face of the earth are really based upon information. They don't make anything.
Yachunis also believes Capital One should have kept your data more secure.
Companies all too often act out of consequence, not conscience.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence claims conservative values are winning again.
Another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
The vice president at the Young Americas Foundation Summit, Pence also says the economy is helping middle-class Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Some state lawmakers in New York want to make it a felony to throw or spray water or any substance on an on-duty police officer or peace officer. This comes after a viral video shows on-duty police officers in New York City getting drenched with buckets of water. State Assemblyman Mike O'Reilly says police shouldn't have to deal with this kind of disrespect.
It's a sad day in the history of New York State, when we have to legislate civility. It is even a sadder day in the history of the greatest city in the world when a culture of disrespect against our police has been fostered.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is urging Republicans to vote in favor of a debt ceiling and budget agreement.
I'm confident it is not exactly the legislation that either side of the aisle would have written if one party held the White House, the House, and had 60 votes in the Senate. That's what we call divided government.
A vote is expected later Wednesday on the bill. And you're listening. A vote is expected in the Senate later on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has faced some backlash from Democrats for going on Twitter and saying that Baltimore is a rat and rodent infested mess. C-SPAN journalist Steve Scully sat down with the president and asked him about racism and him being labeled as a racist.
Well, I think the word has really gone down a long way because everybody's called a racist now. Her own party called Nancy Pelosi a racist 2 weeks ago. The word is so overused, it's such a disgrace. And I can tell you, I'm the least racist person there is in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And they use it almost when they run out of things to criticize you. They say, he's a racist, he's a racist. Now, in some cases, it's true. There are people that are racist, bad people. But with me, they have a hard time getting away with it, and they don't get away with it. And if you look at what I've done for African-Americans between... look at criminal justice reform. President Obama tried so hard to get it, he couldn't get it. You look at opportunity zones, and then, of course, look at the opportunity zones are tremendous success.